Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Joining us now is the great Gordo with some top secret audio.
I've been here the whole time.
That will be heard for the first time on American radio.
I don't know if it's top secret audio necessarily, but I have a dilemma. Every single morning, I go to a drive-through restaurant. Now, I realize that's not probably not the healthiest thing in the world, going through a drive-through every morning.
I thought you stopped doing
this. Well, I did, but I kind of cranked up again.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, it's not something I'm proud of, but it's quick and it's cheap and it tastes good in my belly, Tommy. But there's a guy there that I have tremendous communication issues with.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know whether it's their particular drive-through technology or whether it's...
Language barrier?
Why do you mention that?
I'm just talking about possibilities.
I also think we suffer from just lack of communication chemistry. And I've had several friends like that who've only spoken English their entire life, and I'm not speaking to them through through a drive-through system, in which we always tend to talk at the same time, or he never quite understands what I'm saying. I've had those kind of people that you just don't have communication chemistry with. Well, drive-through Wando, as I call him, he and I have zero communication chemistry. He never can get my order right. I have to order 15 different times, and it'll still come out wrong, and I just hope it approximates my order when I get it. So I have a dramatic reenactment because I recorded him, and I asked for his permission to use it on the air, and he didn't want it used on the air. So I had to take the transcript and recreate it.
Okay.
Okay. So here is me and drive-through Wando. Me trying to get food and give him money.
Welcome to Hamburger Palace. May I help you?
Yes, I'll have an egg and cheese biscuit, a medium black coffee, and a large Diet Coke, please.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'll have an egg and cheese biscuit, a medium black coffee, and a large Diet Coke, please.
Coke?
Diet Coke.
Okay. That's the number 17. Please pull the...
Wait, wait, I ordered an egg and cheese biscuit, a medium black coffee, and a large Diet Coke.
Oh, okay, two Cokes?
No, one large Diet Coke.
Okay, $1.17, please, pull through.
No, did you get the egg and cheese biscuit and the medium black coffee?
You want that too?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, egg and cheese biscuit, do you want a sausage on that?
No, just egg and cheese.
Okay, and what else do you say?
A medium black coffee and a large Diet Coke.
Medium black coffee?
Yes.
What size?
Medium.
You want the Coke in a medium too?
No, a large Diet Coke.
Okay, I have one sausage, egg, biscuit, a medium Coke, and a large black coffee. Will that be the all?
No, it's one egg and cheese biscuit. No sausage, a medium black coffee,
okay,
large Diet Coke.
Is that in addition to the first order?
No, that is the first order. There's only one order.
Okay, could you repeat that?
Oh, for the love of God. Yes, one egg and cheese biscuit, a medium black coffee, and a large Diet Coke, please.
Okay, do you want any cream or sugar in the coffee?
No, just black coffee.
Okay, I have one medium sausage, egg and cheese biscuit, one coffee, and two large Diet Cokes.
Mother Hubbard, just one large Diet Coke and no sausage.
Just a biscuit?
No sausage.
No egg and cheese?
No sausage on the biscuit.
Do you still want the coffee?
Yes! Why is this so hard? An egg and cheese biscuit, medium black coffee, and a large
okay,
Diet Coke.
That is $1.17. Please pull up to the window.
That's too low.
The window is high.
No, the price! $1.17 is too low.
Okay, what was your order?
I've gone through this 12 times. I'll go through it 13. An egg and cheese biscuit, medium black coffee, large Diet Coke.
Okay, please pull it through.
No, wait. Could you repeat the order, please?
Okay. Is Diet Dr. Pepper okay?
No, I want a Diet Coke.
The Diet Coke is not working. You would like something else to drink?
Good Lord. Fine, I'll have a large Diet Dr. Pepper.
We are out of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Then when the hell did you offer me Diet Dr. Pepper?
We are out of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, what do you have?
To eat?
To drink! What do you have to drink? You say you're out of Diet Coke and Diet Dr. Pepper.
We have coffee and... Let me check with my manager.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. and the manager says he has to charge you for the sausage.
What the hell do you mean? You're supposed to be checking on drinks.
He says if you order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, but don't want the sausage, he still has to charge you for it.
Oh, my God. Don't you have an egg and cheese biscuit? You do? Give me that.
Hold on. Let me ask my manager.
God.
What is going on?
He says we don't carry the egg and cheese biscuit anymore.
Holy hell. You mean you carry all the components of an egg and cheese biscuit, but you can't sell it that way?
Hold on. He says we can sell you an egg and cheese biscuit.
Oh, great. Terrific. You're supposed to be asking him about the drinks. What drinks do you have?
Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Fanta, Orange, Pink Lemonade, Diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
Wait, so you have all those drinks?
Yes, but they are not working.
All of them?
No, we have pink lemonade.
I don't want pink lemonade with breakfast.
You want something else?
You told me you don't have anything else.
Okay, he says we can sell you a pink lemonade.
Look, forget the drink. I don't want a drink.
Do you still want the coffee?
Yes.
Okay, $1.17, please, please.
Oh, my God.
So it's still the same price. Right. From the very beginning, he quoted me the price, which was just the price for a drink.
Man. And you still have no idea what you're going to get when you
no
get to the
window. No idea. I never successfully got a repeat of the order.
And boy, when they read it back, too, they always read it back really fast where you're like, you're not sure of that.
Right.
Did he say what I think he said?
So I opened the bag, and what do you think was in there?
A couple of taquitos and a hash brown.
A sausage patty.
You guys are very close. I had one hash brown and 14 creamers.
That's close.
And that is drive-through Wando, the guy awesome. I battle with every morning.
That is awesome. 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.